From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Hungarian authorities making their first arrest Tuesday for violating the strict border rules that went into effect at midnight. Three men believed to be Syrian were arrested for illegally crossing from Serbia into Hungary under a wire fence. Hungary's strict restrictions on the movement of refugees comes a day after the European Interior Ministers failed to approve a plan to relocate 120,000 migrants across the European Union. Most of the ministers support the plan for binding quotas, but the Eastern European countries, including Hungary, raised objections. The ministers did agree on an earlier plan to relocate 40,000 migrants now in Greece and Italy. The U.S. Defense Department has confirmed reports that Russia appears to be setting up an airbase in Syria. A Pentagon spokesman saying the movement of Russian personnel and equipment into an area near the coastal city of Latakia suggests the establishment of a forward operating base. Meanwhile, Syria's ambassador to Russia calling talk of Russian troop presence in Syria a lie. Russia has only admitted to supplying arms to Syria and helping to train personnel to use those weapons. Australia is operating under new leadership Tuesday. Malcolm Turnbull was sworn into office, becoming the country's fourth leader in 2 years. Turnbull emerged as a leader of the Liberal Party following a surprise party vote late Monday that ousted Prime Minister Tony Abbott.
Leadership changes are never easy for our country. My pledge today is to make this change as easy as I can. There'll be no wrecking, no undermining, and no sniping. I've never leaked or backgrounded against anyone, and I certainly won't start now. Our country deserves better than that.
Abbott has seen his popularity ratings suffer in recent months, thanks in part to a series of internal leaks, unpopular budget cuts, and the inability to spur economic growth. This is VOA News. In the U.S., California officials say an elderly woman died in one of those two massive wildfires in the northern part of the state. The fires have overwhelmed firefighters with their speed and intensity, leaving people getting out of harm's way at a moment's notice.
We were trying to get out. We were trying to hook up our trailer, and all of a sudden, two houses up, I see this big wall of pink and red and gray. And so we just dropped everything and left. I didn't even get my purse, nothing. We just drove away and left our trailer and everything. That house is gone. We just heard that our house is still there, two doors down. And the house across from them is still there. So it was one of those big, sweeping balls of fire.
The two fires are among 12 large wildfires burning in Northern California. Emergency officials say dry vegetation caused by a four-year-long drought plus a record heat wave is the major cause of the fires. The governor, who has issued in a state of emergency in order to free up resources to fight the blazes, telling reporters his state is in a battle with Mother Nature. South Korea warning North Korea against conducting a long-range rocket launch a day after Pyongyang hinted it may launch a satellite during a key political anniversary next month. South Korea says the launch would be a serious provocation. North Korea has given no timetable on the launch of what it describes as a weather satellite, but there has been speculation it could happen October 10, the 70th anniversary of the North's ruling Workers' Party. Staying in North Korea, a United Nations food agency says food distribution in North Korea has dropped to dangerous levels. The UN agency says the North Korea is now distributing less than half the amount recommended by the United Nations. North Korea has been cutting food distribution since early July. North Korea's crop production has often been affected by drought and floods, deepening the country's food shortages, which some experts say are the result of bad planning and poor policy. In the U.S., Attorney General Loretta Lynch warning Monday of new indictments in the continuing investigation in the corruption of international football.
With respect to any new charges that we anticipate arising out of this ongoing and continuing investigation, we do anticipate being able to bring additional charges against individuals and entities. I'm not able to give you a timetable at this time, but I will certainly confirm that that is our intention.
The developments are the latest in the ongoing crisis that erupted last May when seven senior soccer officials and sports marketing executives were arrested and charged with corruption. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.